Today is Tuesday, May 4th. What to know about more severe weather on the way and where more than a dozen tornadoes were reported already. Also, the new rule now in place that President Biden has been going back and forth on. And the eyesight issue impacting more children than ever before. Plus, one of the world's richest couples is splitting up. Two well-known internet brands get sold for a fraction of what they were once worth. And it's Teacher Appreciation Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Millions of Americans in the Deep South are again dealing with a risk of severe weather. This time, the National Weather Service says the worst of it is expected to hit Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Today, people there could face very high winds, large hail, heavy rain, flash flooding, and tornadoes. But another issue is a lot of people in these same areas have barely been able to see the damage from the last storms from the last couple of days. More than a dozen tornadoes were reported in Mississippi. At least one other tornado was confirmed near Atlanta, Georgia, and at least two people died in that area. Across many states, trees were uprooted, homes and businesses damaged or destroyed, power lines knocked down, and thousands were left without electricity. Well, this morning, search and rescue teams are digging through wreckage in the aftermath of a Mexico City tragedy. A metro overpass collapsed, bringing train cars down with it. At least 15 people have died and dozens more were hurt. As of early this morning, it's possible some people are still trapped inside the train. Video shows it was split in two and looked to be suspended over a road. Mexican officials say they're going to be investigating how this happened and who could be responsible. But for now, the top priority is making sure there are no survivors who still need help. To be continued. It's the latest twist in an issue President Biden has been going back and forth on in recent months. We're talking about the number of refugees allowed to resettle here in the U.S. The president officially raised that number to 62,500 for this year. And that's more than four times the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. last year under former President Trump. But it's also almost half of what Biden first promised just a few months ago. The president says his administration is still working to rebuild the system since the last administration cut budgets and staffing. But he says at least some increase is needed now to help people who are fleeing violence, conflict, and oppression in their home countries. Refugees have to go through security and medical vetting before they're allowed to come to the U.S. Still, Biden is facing some pushback from Republicans in Congress who say letting in more refugees puts American jobs and safety at risk. The United Nations says there are now about 26 million refugees around the world. That's the highest number since World War II. For the first time, the U.S. government is cracking down on greenhouse gases used in refrigerators, air conditioners, and building insulation. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, announced the new rule as part of a plan to slow climate change. The gases are called hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. They're very good at trapping heat. In fact, the EPA says they're hundreds of thousands of times more powerful than carbon dioxide at warming the planet. And some of them can linger in the atmosphere for more than 250 years. They've been increasing in the last three decades as more homes and businesses have come equipped with air conditioning and refrigeration. Now the EPA says it wants to lower HFC production and imports by 85% over the next 15 years. And it's not just about the climate either. The EPA says phasing out HFCs could save the economy more than $280 billion over the next three decades. And there seems to be a lot of support for this idea. Late last year, Congress overwhelmingly approved a law that lets the EPA crack down, and then President Trump signed it. At the time, both environmental and business groups backed it. A representative from the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute told NPR there are plenty of other chemicals the industry can use instead. Some American children could start getting COVID-19 vaccines as soon as next week. Several news outlets are citing sources who say the FDA is on the verge of authorizing the Pfizer shots for kids between 12 and 15 years old. Everyone 16 years and older is already eligible here in the U.S., so the next goal is to get more kids vaccinated, hopefully before more in-person classes start up in the fall. A federal advisory committee is scheduled to meet soon to review the latest data and talk about whether to recommend the shots for younger people. If they do recommend them as expected, kids will likely be eligible within days. More children than ever before are having trouble with their vision. Scientists say nearsightedness is on the rise. People who are nearsighted can see things fine up close, but they struggle to see things when they're further away. New research suggests two potential causes. One, children spend more time looking at screens nowadays. And two, they're spending less time playing outside. Experts say exposure to outdoor lighting is critical for our eye health. And people should try to look away from screens at least every 20 minutes to let your eyes rest. Nearsightedness has been rising for decades. In the U.S., the numbers nearly doubled between the 1970s and early 2000s. And the World Health Organization predicts half of the world will be nearsighted by the year 2050. More news just ahead, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Lightstream. If you're interested in paying less interest on your credit card balances, Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. So that's lower than the average credit card interest rate. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. In fact, many lenders have application or processing fees, but with Lightstream, there are simply no fees. So if you're interested in learning more about this, you can go to lightstream.com/newsworthy to see a rate table and a quick calculator even before you're asked to put in any personal information. Plus, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/newsworthy, LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/newsworthy. It is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/newsworthy for more information. Now back to the news. Two of the most influential philanthropists in the world are splitting up. Bill and Melinda Gates announced they're divorcing. Together, they run what Forbes has said is the world's largest private charitable foundation. It's called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates tweeted to say they'll continue their work together at the foundation. It funds various projects that work to reduce poverty and improve health in the developing world. And they've devoted much of their fortune to it. Of course, Bill Gates co-founded Microsoft, and the two met at the company back in the 80s. They've since had three kids together. Gates is now considered to be the fourth wealthiest person in the world. The financial details of the divorce are not clear, but the couple has already signed on to a program called Giving Pledge, where they've promised to give away more than half their wealth. Two of the internet's oldest and best-known brands are about to have a new owner again. We're talking about Yahoo and AOL. Verizon is selling them for about half of what the company first paid. Verizon first acquired AOL in 2015 for nearly $4.5 billion and then paid another $4.5 billion for Yahoo 2 years later. Now both are getting sold, along with some other media properties, for a total of around $5 billion. The private equity firm, Apollo Global Management, will be the new owner, though Verizon will apparently still hold on to a small stake in the company. Back in the 90s, AOL was the main way people connected to the internet and was reportedly worth more than $200 billion. Yahoo had a market cap of more than $125 billion. Once this new deal is complete, the new company will be simply known as Yahoo. Kroger wants to deliver any last-minute grocery items you may need by drone. The supermarket chain started testing drone deliveries this week from a store in Ohio. Kroger partnered with Drone Express for this project. The drones fly themselves, but Kroger says licensed drone pilots are managing the test flights to make sure everything runs smoothly. Still, don't expect to order an entire week's worth of groceries this way. Kroger's drones can carry only about 5 pounds right now, so it's meant for last-minute items. In fact, they can deliver those small hauls within 15 minutes, and not just to your home. Because the drone tracks your smartphone's location, Kroger suggests it's great for ordering picnic supplies or sunscreen when you're at the park. If all goes well, Kroger plans to begin customer deliveries this spring around the Midwest. And there are plans for a second pilot program in California this summer. You could be spending a lot more money at the pump this summer. It's apparently because there aren't enough drivers to deliver the fuel. The National Tank Truck Carriers Trade Group says up to 25% of its fleet is not being used right now. The driver shortage actually started before the pandemic, but COVID-19 made the problem worse. When people stayed home and demand for gas went down, many truck drivers found other jobs. Driving schools also shut down, and that meant fewer new people to replace retiring drivers. And those schools are important because tank truck driving jobs require even more training than other commercial trucking jobs. So now industry analysts say, as Americans start traveling again this summer, higher demand could send average gas prices above $3 a gallon. Today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. It's part of a week-long celebration to thank our teachers for everything they do. And as you know, they've had to deal with a lot this past year, from figuring out how to teach young kids over a computer screen to enforcing mask rules at reopened schools. To thank teachers, many stores and restaurants have special deals going today. Places like Costco, Office Depot, and Staples are offering discounts for teachers. So are restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings and Sonic. There are about 3.5 million teachers in the United States, and their day is not over just because the bell rings. Surveys from the National Education Association show teachers work on average about 50 hours a week. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Noom. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program based in psychology to help your aspirations become reality. Because with Noom, it's not just about losing weight. You're building the habits to actually keep it off in the long term and accomplish any of your other personal health goals. Maybe you want to have more energy, enjoy exercising again, or simply feel good about your daily choices. Whatever it is, Noom can help. And it's convenient along the way. Noom knows everyone is busy, and that's why Noom does not demand much of your time. They only ask for about 10 minutes a day. In fact, Noom works with your lifestyle and is forgiving. They know you're human, so it's okay to go off track today and just get back on track tomorrow. So are you ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial with Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which country produces the most coffee in the world? Connect with us over on Instagram to put in your guess and find out the answer. Search for the handle NewsworthyPod, then find the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories. It'll be up for today only. We also include some bonus news questions in our Trivia Tuesday quizzes on Instagram, so find and follow us to play along. We're at NewsworthyPod. As for last week's trivia question, before the Beatles were formed, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison were originally members of which group? The answer is the Quarrymen. John Lennon was the first to join the group in 1957 at 16 years old. 15-year-old Paul McCartney also filled in before joining as a full-time bandmate. But Biography.com says McCartney actually messed up his first guitar solo, and that prompted the group to find a new lead guitarist. And that person ended up being George Harrison. The three teens became the core members of the Quarrymen. They eventually formed their own identity and played around with different band names, like the Moondogs and the Silver Beats, before settling on the Beatles. The last piece of the puzzle was a good drummer. Their manager hired Ringo Starr in 1962, and the rest is history. All right, a big thank you for tuning in to The Newsworthy to get your news each day and for sharing the show with friends, family, and coworkers. When you help us grow this community of listeners, it's one of the best ways you can support us. So thank you. As always, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.